Sune Tom grew up loving penguins, then camping and hiking, but seeing and then holding some rocks from Antarctica set him on an improbable career path.
It felt like looking at rocks from the moon, and I was so intrigued and fascinated by these wind-sculpted granites and fossils from millions of years ago of organisms that lived on a continent with no native human population. It grabbed my imagination, and I Googled my dream job, which was to be a field guide in Antarctica.
Over the past 6 years, he spent nearly 24 months on that severe southern continent, working as a field camp manager for British and American research stations and cementing his affection for the icy environment. It also afforded him some firsthand exposure to the extreme effects of climate change.
While I was there, we did have the coldest April on record for the base where I was staying. It's one of the few places that is actually getting colder as a result of climate change, whereas the Antarctic Peninsula is warming dramatically, and even the South Pole is warming in the interior of the continent.
Carl Mears, a climate scientist with Remote Sensing Systems of Santa Rosa, says that apparent paradox in the southern polar region results from two overlapping but decidedly different climate-related phenomena, which he likens to a pair of blankets over the continent.
We're putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which is making that carbon dioxide blanket a little bit thicker. But at the same time, we put a lot of chlorofluorocarbons into the atmosphere, which have the effect of destroying the ozone layer, especially over Antarctica. So over Antarctica, it's sort of like we made one blanket a little bit thicker by adding the carbon dioxide. At the same time, we cut a hole in the blanket every summer and let a bunch of extra heat escape. So it makes the whole situation a little bit more complicated.
But the ozone issue is waning, thanks to global preventative measures, which means that warming is now accelerating in the Antarctic.
The part of the continent that's warming is West Antarctica, which compared to the rest of Antarctica is relatively low elevation. It makes the glaciers there a lot more subject to melting because some of them actually are sitting on the ground below sea level. So if they start to melt, then the warm ocean water can come in underneath them and make the melting happen even faster. Also, if they're a glacier running downhill, then it can lubricate the bottom a little bit and make that flow go faster.
Combined with the retreat of the ice shelf that extends out from the continental landmass, Mears says that melt-off is contributing significantly to sea level rise around the planet.
Already, melting of the ice in Antarctica is contributing about a millimeter a year to sea level rise, and we can probably expect that to accelerate as the ozone hole repairs and the warming really gets underway down there.
Mears and Tam will join up for a public report on the changes and the extremes to be found in Antarctica Saturday afternoon at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation's new Environmental Center. The event is co-sponsored by the Climate Protection Campaign, but even more than the alarming science that Mears will share, Tam says he hopes to use his own stories and photographs to impart an increased appreciation for the stark beauty of that distant and demanding land.
You just feel so dwarfed by this continent bigger than the lower 48. There's something about standing in the middle of nowhere and hearing absolutely nothing and knowing that that silence has persisted for millions of years. So few people have access to that sense of magnificence and wonder. It's sacred.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.